عايز القرآن كله، لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان العين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله، لا سيما بقية الله، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم عاد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وإذا एक बार मैं फिर से पढ़ूंगा आपके साथ, क्या मैं ये क्या खुद भी आगे से शुरू करूं कि फिर से खुदबा शुरू करूं? वो इतकालतुल मलाइकतु, आगे साथ फिर से पढ़ना पड़ेगा। وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَطَهَّرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. So we are continuing Surah Ali Imran, and we recited verse number 42. And when the angel said, O Mary, verily Allah has chosen you and purified you and preferred you above the women of the world. So here Allah used istifaki, chosen, twice, chosen you and purified you and preferred you above the women of the world. Allah chose Mary in a very special way, and we talked about it last time, how she was born and how her mother kept the vow for her birth. So she was very special in the sense, and Allah chose her, and because of the prayers of her mother, she was protected from shaitan. So Allah purified her. Istifaki wa tahiraki, purified, chosen and purified, because Allah kept her away from the shaitan because of the prayers of her mother. Aima Tahiran has explained that second Tahiraki which came, which is in the Mizan, is especially because that she gave birth to her son without husband. So that was her second istifaki. And purified, she was purified of the sins, but also Aima Tahirin explained that she never had any menstrual cycle in her life. So she was purified physically also, in the sense that she could live in synagogue. There's another explanation for that. Ya Maryam, qunuti li rabbika wasjudi warqa'i ma'a raki'in. O Mary, worship your Lord devoutly and prostrate yourself and bow you down with those who bow. So now there is a further explanation from angels that, O Mary, Allah has chosen you, purified you, so now you be obedient to His commands and you do prostration and you also bow down in front of your Lord. So basically they are describing how Mary was in reality. what angels commanded, Mary did that. So, it is in reality is explanation that how her life was. She was obedient to the command of her Lord, and she did a prostration and she bowed down. So, it explains that, and at that time also there is what we have the ruku and sajda. At that time also they had the same way of praying, because that's how the Quran explains it. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alayhi Muhammad. Zalika min amba'il ghaibi nuhi ilayk wa ma kuntu lidayhim iz yulquna aqlahum ayyuhum yakfulun maryam wa ma kuntu ladayhim iz yakhtasimun. This is the of the news of unseen which we revealed to you, and you were not with them when they did cast their pains as to which of them should have the charge of Mary, and you were not with them when they were quarreling. Such a beautiful verse. Allah is talking to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that these are the news of unseen which we revealed to you, because you didn't know at that time, you were not there. Because these stories which are in so detail in Quran about Zakaria and Mary are not even in Bible, the same stories. This is the blessing of Allah through Quran. And Allah is saying that Zalika min amba'il ghaibi nuhi ilayka. These are the unseen news which is sent to you. You were not there when they were casting their pains as to which of them should have the charge of Mary. It's a lot system. Because they were all arguing to be the guardian. So, they used a pen for the lot purpose, that who will be the guardian. And Allah bless Zakaria alayhi salam by making him the guardian for Mary. And Allah said, you were not even there, Prophet, when they were quarreling about it. This kind of word Allah has used in other places in the Quran too, about that we are revealing to you, Prophet, you were not there. Even when Allah was describing, he was talking to Moses, he says about that. And when he sent Surah Yusuf, he again says same way, that you were not aware of these things which we are sending you. So Allah reminds Prophet ﷺ that you were not aware of these things, and this is our blessing to you that we send all these news to you. Because these stories, first of all, they are not even there much. And even though the stories are there in Bible, they are corrupted ones. So it came in purified in a very detailed form. It's Allah's blessing on us. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Is qalat al malaikatu ya Maryam inna Allaha yubashiriku bi kalmatin minhu ismuhu masihu Isa ibn Maryam wajihan fi dunya wa akhirata wa minal muqarrabin. When the angel said, O Mary, verily Allah gives you the glad tidings with a word from him, whose name shall be Christ, Jesus, son of Mary, imminent in this world and hereafter, and of those nearest to Allah. So, who was the one who gave the glad tiding? Is qalat al malaikatu, angels. So, in Tafsir al-Mizan, it is said, it's not a singular word but plural, angels. Either the reality was that a lot of angels came and Jibreel was their leader, or there is one other explanation that maybe only Jibreel came and he was labeled as plural because of his greatness, because he had such a high rank in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he gave the glad tiding of the birth of Masih Isa ibn Maryam. So now the word kalamatin means the word, that he will be the word from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the question comes, why this is called as a word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, word from him. Kalma means what? Mizan explains, kalma means a meaningful word or a sentence. That's called kalma. So why he was called the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The explanation is like that. That in reality, when you say kalma, it means the word from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, means it's Allah's will. Or it is Allah's decree. That's called kalma. So, why Jesus was called as kalma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Explanation goes like that. That normally, human being is born by father and mother. He was born without father. So now, when he was born without father, it was the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kun fayakun, be, and he became the person without a proper routine conception. So it was the be of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kalma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which came in the form of Jesus Christ. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Now there is another explaining on Masih. What is the meaning of Masih? Masih means the blessed one. That's what Mizan describes. Because he was a blessed one. How he was blessed? Because he was purified. Allah protected him from shaitan. And he was purified in the sense that angels touched him. He was blessed because in the cradle he used to talk like adults. He was blessed because he used to cure blind and lepers, and he used to give life to dead people with the belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how he was blessed. So Allah called him Masih because of his all these qualities, because Allah blessed him. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala. Wajihan fi dunya wal akhirata. It is the special thing which is described for Jesus Christ. Tafsir an-Nur from Ayatullah Imani describes that this word wajihan fi dunya wal akhirata is a unique sentence, only was described in Quran and Hakim for Jesus Christ. Why? Because of his special rank in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the meaning of wajihan? Imminent, the prestigious, the who has lot of respect, called wajihan fi dunya wal akhira, and he is one of the nearest, Muminal Muqarrabin, means from those of nearest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is position with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Wa yukalman nase fil mehdi wal. Ek durud padha. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. Further Allah says, وَيُكَلْمَ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِي وَالْكَيْلَوْا وَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. ایک بار اور پڑھنا پڑھے گا. Allah describes further, وَيُكَلْمَ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِي وَالْكَيْلَوْا وَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And he will speak to the people in the cradle and in adulthood. And he will be one of the righteous. It's a further description of Jesus Christ. That was a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he will speak in the cradle just like a mature person. Kahlo means the one who is reached to the age of maturity. Quran describes and says that he lived here up to the level of maturity. Maturity means middle aged. Means very, when your black hair mixed with the grey hair. Mizan says could be around 43 age. Because in Bible it describes that Jesus was here only up to the age of 33, but Quran does not speak like that. It's a kahlo. He spoke up to, so he spoke meaningfully with the wisdom as if incredible, just like he spoke when he was mature man. So that was the one of the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah gave him this miracle to talk incredible, to protect the respect of his mother, because people were accusing her. So Allah gave him this miracle on his tongue when he was as a baby, to protect the respect of her mother. Please recite on salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. Qalat rabbi anna yakunu li waladun wa lam yamassani bashar. Qala qaza ka Allahu yakhluqu ma yasha. Wa iza qaza amran fa innama yaqulu lahu kun fayakun. She said, my Lord, how can I have a child when no man has touched me? He said, even so, Allah creates what He pleases. When He decrees a matter, He only says to it, be, and it is. This is the translation. Because she was wondering, when angels were talking to her, she said, how I will have a child when no man has touched me, no human being has even touched me. Allah says that Even so, Allah creates what He pleases. When He creates, when He decrees a matter, He only says to be and it is. He doesn't say be in reality, Allah. His be saying is His action itself. This Imam Ali describes. That His be is not like He whispers be. His action itself is His will. His action comes in His form of will. So that's why He is called Allah's word. Jesus called Allah's word because of His be. He came into existence. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa وَيُعْلَمُ كِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةُ وَالْتُورَاتُ وَالْإِنْجِيلُ. And He will teach him the book and the wisdom and the Torah and evangel. Allah is describing further what He is going to do with Jesus Christ. He said He is going to teach him book and wisdom and Torah and evangel. Book means these two books Allah described, the book and the wisdom, because all these commandments of Allah has deeper meanings and explanation, which is the wisdom of Allah's commands. That's wisdom. And Torah and Injil Allah will teach him. Because the Torah which was at the time of Jesus was in the changed form, not the original form. So He had to explain to them the Torah, what the real Torah was there. He has to explain to them. Because Torah got changed. You know, in the Prophet time, Torah was already changed from the Moses time. And now Torah is even different, you know. So when Jesus came, he explained the proper Torah, the correct Torah. And evangel. Evangel was means the Bible. At the time of Jesus, the Bible was only one Bible which was revealed to Jesus' heart, right? Now what happened? The Bible with which, afterward what happened? It became four parts. It became four parts. So that was not the real Bible. The meaning of evangel is good news. But the Sharia, means Islamic laws, were only in Torah. Bible, which is evangel, did not bring any new Shariat, not new laws. All Jesus did, which will come into further verses, that whatever was forbidden, He allowed it with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the only change Jesus did, which is described in the verses. Wa rasulan ila bani Israel. And He will make Jesus a messenger to the children of Israel. The real translation is, and a messenger to children of Israel. A messenger to the children of Israel. So Allah made Jesus Christ as a messenger, a Rasul towards Bani Israel, children of Israel. Now Mizan explains that He was really sent to the children of Israel, just like Moses was sent towards children of Israel. But in reality, it happened more than that. That when the magician came at the time of Moses, they were not the children of Israel, but because of Moses' influence, they also got influence, they became followers of Moses. So Judaism spread more than just in Israel, for the children of Israel. Same way with Jesus, although He was sent towards the children of Israel, but in reality, Christianity spread all over. So when the Quran was revealed, in Quran, Allah dealt with the Christians, not just the children of Israel, but Christian as a whole, because by that time Christianity was all over the place. Please recite one salawat. Now the Mizan explained what is a Rasul. Rasul, who is a messenger? Who is the messenger? And what is the difference between a messenger and a prophet? Prophet is the one who explains the religion, which is already established religion. They do not bring any new laws, but they explain the religion which is already existing. These are the prophets. And they come to explain the religion. And who are the messengers? Messengers are the one, they come with a special mission, and they will bring the laws, but all of them will not bring the laws, but some brought the laws. But the real issue with messenger is what Mizan says, is that they come with their special mission, and if this mission is being denied by the people, then Allah sent a grievous punishment with messengers. Like Quran explains that when messengers were denied, like Shu'aib and Hud alayhi salam and Lut alayhi salam, Allah sent the punishment because their level was messengership. So that is the level of messengers. The verse goes further anni qad jittukum bi ayatin min rabbikum anni akhlaqulakum minat tini ka hayatin tair fa anfaqu fihi fa yakunu tairam bi idnillah wa ubril akma wa abrasa wa uhyil mauta bi idnillah wa unabbikum bima takkalu wa ma tadakhiru fi buyutinikum inna fi zalika ayatan lakum in kuntum mu'minin. Please recite one salawat. Sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. And what Jesus said further, verily I have come to you with a sign from your Lord. I'll make for you like the figure of a bird out of clay. Then I will breathe into it and it shall become a bird by Allah's leave. And I will heal the blind and leprous and will raise the dead to life by Allah's leave. And I will inform you of what you eat and what you store up in your houses. Verily is that a sign for you if you are believers. Subhanallah. These are the miracles which Allah gave to Jesus Christ. And it's very important to note that he said that I came with the sign of Lord. All these miracles were given as a sign to the Lord. And especially what he said that with the leaf of Allah was used twice. Especially when the bird became a clay bird become the real bird. Allah said in the Quran, with the leaf of Allah, and the dead became alive with the leaf of Allah. So there should be no doubt about the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's existence and Jesus being his messenger. Not more than that. Because in the Jesus life, nobody called him as God. That's why the concept of Trinity happened in 3rd century. Because Jesus was very firm about it. And about informing what you ate and what you store in the house is basically the news of unseen which Allah reveals to Prophet's heart to whom he wishes. It's in the Quran. So when Jesus informed them about these secret things like what you ate and what you store in the house is basically was revealed to Allah to his heart. So making dead alive has been also tradition in Ahlul Bayt. And there was a person who came from Kufa to Imam Ali Raza alayhi salam to Khurasan, and he said to Mola that Mola, your forefather used to show the miracles of making dead alive. Please show this miracle so I can go and tell people in Kufa about it. So Imam said, what do you want? So this person said that my mother is already dead. I want her to be alive. So Imam said, go back to Kufa. When you go there, you'll see your mother being alive. And she was alive. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Now Jesus says further, وَمُصَدَّقَ لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدِهِ مِنَ التَّوْرَاتِ وَلِأُحِلَ لَكُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي حُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَجِدْتُكُمْ بِآيَاتٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. And confirming that which is before me of the Torah, and to make lawful to you a part of which has been forbidden unto you. And I come unto you with a sign from your Lord. Therefore, be in awe of Allah and obey me. Now he says that further, that I am confirming what has been sent before me, which is Torah. And he said that what has been forbidden to you, I am making it lawful for you. Because there's a changes was done because Allah punished Jews at that time, and because of their sinning, Allah punished them, making something lawful into forbidden. So when Jesus came, he came as a good blessing, you know. And he said, okay, I'm going to make it easy for you with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make which was unlawful is a lawful because Allah give you favor this time. And I come to you with a sign from your Lord. Therefore, be in fear of Allah and obey me. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. He said, So the gist of religion is Fattaqullaha wa ati'un. He said, follow me, like we have to follow our Imam and follow our Prophet. Same way Jesus Christ said, to follow me. Inna Allah Rabbi wa Rabbukum fa'abaduhu haza siratum mustaqim. Verily Allah is my Lord and your Lord, therefore worship Him, this is a straight path. In a simple word, how beautifully Quran explains the whole thing. Inna Allah Rabbi wa Rabbukum fa'abaduhu haza siratum mustaqim. In one word, Allah explained everything. That is the miracle of Quran. Okay. Verily Allah is my Lord and your Lord, therefore worship Him, this is the straight path. So what is straight path? Worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was the Lord of the universe, for all creatures in the universe, prophets, messengers, angels. He is the creator, He is the creator, He is the Lord. And fa'abadu means you worship Him. What is fa'abadu? What is worship? It came in the previous verse. Fattaqullah wa ati'un is worshipping. Fear Allah and follow your Prophet. Now, what is our fellowship? Is to follow our Prophet and our Imam Zama alayhi salam. Please recite. Wa salawatullahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala. So, it was the beauty of the Jesus that as long as He was alive, He made sure that nobody could call Him as God or the Son of God as long as He was there. Everybody believed in one God. After all these miracles and after all talking, what happened? Quran says further, فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ قِيسَ مِنْهُ كُفْرُ قَالَ مَنْ أَنْسَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ قال الحواريون نحن انصار الله آمنا بالله واشهد باننا مسلمون. سبحان الله. فلما احس عيسى منه كفر قال من انصاري الى الله قال الحواريون نحن انصار الله امننا بالله واشهد باننا مسلمون. And when Jesus perceived infidelity on their part, Ya Allah, see, after all these miracles, see how serious it is, that after showing all these miracles, again He perceived infidelity on their part. What was infidelity? That they did not believe Him as even a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They declined Him. They called Him magician, you know. So, see how hard it is to get the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to be very careful about our own iman, our own faith. Because even at that time, people, when they saw all these miracles, they still could not believe Him. He said, who are going to be my helpers towards Allah? The disciples said, we are the helpers on the way of Allah, we believe in Allah and bear you witness that we are Muslims. Ya Allah. He was asking for the helpers. Now this is a discussion now. He was asking for help. What kind of help he was asking for? He was asking his mission to go forward. He was afraid that although he showed all these miracles, nobody is going to accept him. So he asked the chosen ones to be his helper, to be the people of inner circle. Same way Prophet asked Bayr twice in his life, one under tree and one in the mountain passage. Special Bayr, like allegiance, who would be my helpers. So to be the helper, to become Ansar, is to be the in his inner circle to spread the mission. We need faith on the faith. Faith over faith to be like that. Qala man ansari ilallah. He said, who is my helper for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They said, Qala hawariun nahnu ansarullah. Hawari said, we are Allah's helper. So if you help Imam, that means you are helping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this Quran says, when he asked, who is going to help me towards Allah? They said, we are Allah's helper. That means helping, Jesus was helping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we help our Imam, we help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wow. like the companion of Imam Hussain. Imam Hussain was asking for the help. Who's going to help me? Right? We know that. He was asking us to help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who's going to help me? He said in last. Who is there to help me? He was not asking help for himself or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's cause. He's still asking us. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we help Allah's cause. Please recite on salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. What is the meaning of Hawari? Hawari means who has a special affinity to something. Special affinity. And one meaning of Hawari is from extremely wide thing. It comes from Hawar, means extremely wide thing. By profession, they were the washmen. They used to wash people's clothes. But our Imam said that the reason they were called Hawari was not because they used to clean the clothes. They were called Hawari because they were purified in their hearts and they tried to purify other people. Therefore, they were called Hawari. They had faith over faith. They had faith over the faith. The faith has different stages. Iman has different stages. The first level of Iman is that we declare that we are Muslim and we try to do lawful and try to avoid haram, the forbidden things. This is the first stage of our faith. But the second level of faith is that when you go higher of faith, when you do lawful and you stay away from unlawful, there is no pain in your heart. You want to do it. There is more sincerity in your heart. The third level of faith is the faith that whatever you do is for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you don't feel any burden over that, but you feel in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything has to be done. You just see Allah everywhere. That's the third level of faith. So the position of Hawari was such a great position because they were in the inner circle. And they said, Washad bi anna Muslimun. Amanna billah. They said, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So their faith was a high faith, and they asked Jesus to be their witness, to be the obedient ones. Subhanallah. They said to Jesus that you become the witness for us to be the Muslim one, to be the obedient one. We wish we can say the same thing for our Imam. That Imam, we are amanna billah, and we can say, Imam, you be witness that we are the Muslim one. Can we see that? Can we say that? We are ashamed to say we cannot say that. We are not the obedient one. We are the disobedient mullah. Make us obedient. Rabbana amanna bima. Rabbana amanna bima anzalta wa tabana rasulu. Faktubna ma'ash shahideen. They said further, our Lord, we believe in what you have revealed and we follow the messenger, so record us among the witness. So further they said, these helpers said, O Lord, Rabbana amana, we believe whatever you revealed. Faktuba ma shahideen. So you write it down among the shahideen, the who does witness. Witness for what? Witness for, we witness that your prophet who you said, Jesus is, we witness that he is the prophet. They were asking Allah to write down them to be witness to their prophet because he was afraid to be denied as a prophet, right? So they said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is revealed in the Quran, the write down of O Allah that we witness that he is a true prophet. That was their high level of faith about asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to write them down as a witness. That's why we say, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. We witness that prophet Muhammad is our prophet. That's how, but their level was so high, Allah revealed, quote unquote, what they said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah revealed, quote unquote, this beauty of Quran, a unique way. I would like to go back to some ahadith. You know, we read the verse, Inna Allah astafaki, wa tahareka astafaki, ala nisai, ala alameen. I would like to go in that and recite one hadith from Ibn Abi Shayba and Ibn Jarir. They are narrated from Fatima Zahra Salam Allah Alayha. The Messenger of Allah said to me, you are the chief of the women of the people of Garden, not Maryam the Virgin. Subhanallah. So that is the level of Sayyida Fatima Zahra Salamullah. I want to bring that up. Now I want to bring up second thing. Before I mention that, I would like to reveal that these disciples, at the last night, when Jesus was departing, he said to these disciples who praised so much, that among you, three groups will become, two will go to fire, one will be the obedient one. Two will go to the fire, two groups will go to the fire, and one will be the obedient. After all this, that's what happened. Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. The helper of Jesus left him when the stage of action came forth. But our helper heartily accept kind of calamities and do not abandon our obedience. Subhanallah. These are the Shia and Hadar Karrar who never leave Ahlul Bayt. Today the world is our enemy. For what? We didn't do anything to anybody. They are enemy because we have the love of Ahlul Bayt and we follow the wilaya of Ahlul Bayt. And we will never leave it. We have been tortured and punished everywhere just for the sake of love of Ahlul Bayt. And we will never leave it. And we will be the Ansarullah, being the Ansar of our Imam. We are Ansar of Imam. We are seeing Ansarullah everywhere now. We are seeing Ansarullah in Yemen. We are seeing Ansarullah in Iraq and Lebanon and Syria, fighting the terrorists. And terrorism is going on because of our love to Ahlul Bayt. And we will never leave it. May Allah raise all these martyrs level high. But we will never miss the ashab of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Imam Hussain said that I got companion better than companion of Prophet alayhi salam. I got companion better than my father. I got companion better than my brother. And we can see that at the night of Ashur, when Imam Hussain in the middle of the night, when the army was everywhere, and they knew that tomorrow in battle nobody will be saved, he called all his companions and he turned off the lamp. It became totally dark and he said, "There is a total darkness. One who leaves me, I don't mind. Please leave because tomorrow everybody will be killed." And Imam Hussain gave them chance to leave. And after a while, when Imam Hussain lit the lamp, he saw that all his companions were there and crying. And they said, Mola, what are you talking about? If we are being martyred 70 times, we'll be still with you, helping you. May Allah reward the Persian heart. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.